we kind of shift gears here, and we have two gentlemen who are here. They are proud sponsors of Monday Night Talk. If you gentlemen could just get real close to the microphones. This is actually the first time that I'm getting a chance to meet both of these gentlemen, and I actually had a chance to speak with Ed. You would be Ed?
Yep.
Okay, just want to make sure I get that. And it's Ed Sperandio.
Got it.
Sperandio. Yep. And yours is a little bit more challenging. Ken Ruthanowski?
Ruthanowski.
You told me that, too, and it didn't stick. And these two gentlemen are with the Life Care Center of the South Shore. Welcome to Monday Night Talk, and I'm glad that we get a chance to kind of talk a little bit about the Life Care Center and all that they do. Now, first and foremost, you guys each have been there for how long? How long have you been at the
Last Life Care? August.
Last August?
Yep, last August.
So you're coming up on the anniversary.
I am.
Oh, okay. Yep. And you do the marketing?
Yep. Director of marketing.
And you are the executive director?
I'm the executive director. I've been there for a little over 2 months now.
Okay. Talk to us, what is it that the Life Care Center of the South Shore, what do they offer, and what's some of the misnomers? What if folks don't understand that you guys offer that? They really need to know what you offer.
Well, what they need to know is that our goal is to be the premier provider of skilled nursing services and rehabilitative services for the South Shore. We strive very hard every day to be the best at what we do, and everything starts with our residents. We look at their needs, and we try to address them through all our different programs.
And everybody's different.
Everybody's different. Whether they come in for short-term rehabilitation and work with our director of rehab, Kathy Beam, and her staff, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. Some people are there for a very short period of time, and we rehab them. We get them back on their feet. We send them home. And we're very proud of our record in doing that, and we get a lot of satisfaction of seeing them walk out the door if they've come in bad shape. On the other side of it, the skilled nursing part of it, our director of nursing, Mary Lou Welch, and all of our nurses, certified nursing assistants, provide skilled nursing care to our residents in a very caring environment. You know, none of us that are in this industry are there by accident. You have to really care about what you do, and you have to care about the people that you take care of.
And you like specializing in that.
Yeah, to stay in it and to be happy in it. And we try to do it very joyfully. We feel very blessed to serve the residents that we have.
Now, most of the staff that you have, these folks, they live right here in the community, don't they, Ed?
They do.
What's so important about folks who live in the community and being a part of the Life Care Center of the South Shore?
A good portion of the, a lot of the residents that come in actually live in the community, and they actually know them. So coming into the building as an EMT over the years, I see the same people that I've seen over the last 15 years that are still working there. So we have a lot of employees that have been there 10 plus years.
It's like greeting a family member.
Right.
So to speak, right. Or somebody from the, you know, that you see all the time at the grocery store or down, you know, while you're getting an oil change or something like that. It's people that you see all the time that you see a familiar face, you're more likely to be at ease.
Right, and sometimes they are our family members.
Joe, were you going to ask a question?
Yeah, what are some of the, it's kind of a two-part question, what are some of the kind of more unique things that you may offer that somebody else, you know, that may not, or some of the more unique things on the South Shore? And then also, what are some maybe new and exciting things you have going on?
Well, you know, obviously the location on the South Shore. You know, a lot of our residents come from the local community, and their families live there.
Sure.
Location is key as far as giving the families the ability to visit, you know, even outside of the workday, to make it very convenient for them. But some of the things that we do, especially in our rehab department, is that we actually have something called a light gate, where somebody who is like partially weight bearing can actually be supported by this device while they're walking on a treadmill until they can bear more weight, until they can get stronger. And some of that type of state-of-the-art equipment really assists them to get back on their feet, you know. And some of the other therapies that we have are the same way, that we really try to stay on top of the industry as far as what we do. And we were fortunate enough to be part of a large organization that supports us with that. So.
And did you have a second part of the question? Did you already ask it?
No, it was just, you know, that answers a lot of it. You know, some of the other, the exciting things going on there. Sounds like, the technology piece is definitely something, the cutting edge type of therapy.
And one of the things that we are really excited about is that we have a new food service director who's an excellent chef. Right. And, our goal is really to get our food to be more of a restaurant quality. And Fred Ouellette and his staff strive every day to make whatever their diet is appealing, tasty, and quite frankly, as a staff member, we're able to eat it too. So obviously I haven't gotten this size for
his lasagna is the most requested.
Yeah. Our staff eats very well too.
Ken, do you have a, Ed's already said he likes lasagna. What do you like?
He puts out some tremendous fish dishes too, and
Big fish guy.
It's we're getting it locally, and we're serving it, right from the market.
Moving away from the kind of notorious cafeteria like food and moving more into a restaurant setting.
That's our goal. Yeah. Because people are there either short term or they may be there long term, but there's no reason why we can't strive to be, at that level.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of new things that are going on at the Life Care Center of the South Shore. I mean, you guys also are in the middle of renovating your building, right?
Yeah, we started renovating some of our lobby and other areas. We're working into the day rooms, and then we'll be working into the residence room. So it's kind of a multifaceted renovation that we're doing. But what we really want our building to reflect the type of care that we already give. Mm. We give good care. And now we want the environment to be more pleasing to that end. Not that it isn't now. It's very bright, cheery, but we know that we can do better, and that's our goal every day. Every day to go, and how could we do things better? How can we serve the people that we take care of better?
Now, regardless if someone is there short-term or if they're long-term, I think probably the one thing is if while you're there that you have fun activities. What are the activities like there? What are you guys doing in regards to activities?
I mean, today we had somebody dancing, ballet, all different types of dance, singing along with her as she danced. We do a lot of music. Sometimes we even do karaoke, with them, which is a lot of fun.
And they tried to get me to do that, by the way.
We also have various.
You want to take her?
They would have left.
As you say,
we have various art-related projects. We actually had a person come in a week or so ago that did animals out of papier-mâché that were just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of which were worth thousands and thousands of dollars, and explained, about the animal and what drove her to create them. So we have things on all different ends. There's things to stimulate the mind. We also do different exercise things to help them keep moving. It's that use it or lose it mentality that all of us really need to be able to exercise our minds, exercise our bodies. And at the same time, one of the other parts of it that we have is that we do have a chaplain that comes in.
Okay.
And Chaplain Diane handles some of the more spiritual things that people need. And we do have a number of social workers that help people through. Because, you're at a stage in your life where, you've experienced a lot of losses.
Sure.
And you have to be able to deal with those losses. And we're there for that. We're there to become an extension of your family and to work with the families to meet your goals. So
it sounds like you listen a lot to what those folks who come, whether they're long-term or short-term, you're listening to what their needs are.
Well,
it's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something small. Sorry. As we took 8 residents a couple of weeks ago to Target on our bus, we all go, well, it's 8 of us with 8 residents, and they just want to do shopping. They want to go out and shop for themselves, and we help them with that. So we'll bring them around the store for about an hour and a half, and we'll go over, get some coffee with them, and we'll come back.
We want to be able to bring the community in, not only bring the community into Life Care Center of the South Shore, but also go out into the community and experience some of the events. We just recently did some sponsorship on, like, some of the Little League teams. Mm. We'd like to get some residents to a game. you know?
That'd be cool.
And enjoy it. Some of the other, there's concerts all through the summer. If we're not having them at our place, why not run a bus and get them out into the community? You know, because we're here. We're part of the community. We're serving the people that live here. Why not take a resident out, meet their family for an outdoor concert? You know, and those are the things that we strive for more of a normalcy in life, you know, aside from dealing with the illnesses.
Right. Well, rumor is that you guys are going to be holding, there's going to be a Council on Aging barbecue.
Yes.
Give us the details about that.
Guess who's going to be there with us? WATD. Yep. Broadcasting live. So annually we do a barbecue for seniors, mostly Council on Aging.
Okay.
So it's Thursday, 11:30 to 2. And we'll have barbecue, some of Fred's great food, entertainment, beverages. Chance for the seniors to come in, enjoy themselves, spend an afternoon with us, all smiles, and you guys will be there with us. And we're going to kick off the summer with a nice barbecue. So,
with you guys coming in, I mean, you're the new faces. I'm sure you've had a chance to take a look at how not that there was anything wrong with how it was set up before, but you also get a chance to kind of maybe update and improve things. What are some of the things that you feel that you've been able to not only maintain, but yet add your own flair to it, or be able to add something that has been recommended by some of the residents?
Well, we've continually strived to build a cohesive team, mm-hmm. and to that end, you know, Ed's a prime example. He came in a number of months ago. We've had other department heads that have come in before I even arrived. One of the things that's important to us is that we do have a very cohesive group, and we really focus on the resident and what they need. And the part of that focus is to have fun with them, you know? Aside from all the troubles in the world and all the troubles that somebody may have physically or mentally, you can have fun. You know, there's no age limit on fun. So even if it's some stupid thing that, you know, you would be surprised how many times that I drop into a sing-along and I sing with them. And you get that connection one-on-one with them by just being part of it.
Building a bond.
Yeah, and trying to live today, you know.
And if you want to see fun, go to our website and you'll see me dressed up in a pumpkin outfit. It's a full suit with pumpkins all over it. So when I got there last year, I said, my birthday's on Halloween. Let's have a Halloween party. And it was huge. So I went out and I bought the jacket and the pants. And it's on the website at lcca.com/South Shore. And people can see me and see the pumpkin suit. And my nickname around the building is Pumpkin Man.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of the residents will in the morning. Hi, Pumpkin Man. It's great.
But what's it like to be endeared by the residents? Whether they're people who've been there since the day you started to the newer folks.
I love it. It's 15 years as an EMT. I saw my patients maybe for 10 minutes. Now they live with us. They come to my office. I think my office is the clubhouse. So they'll come in. They'll hang out in my office with me. And, seeing them every day, getting to know them and hearing their stories, it's the perfect job for me. It's, what keeps me going.
Mm. And again, is there something that we haven't mentioned? Do you want to maybe reiterate once again about the nursing staff, the folks that you have on other than Ed, that are important and essential to quality of life for these folks?
Well, everybody has their part in this kind of orchestrated dance, you know? We recognize our staff every month with this Whatever It Takes and Then Some award. And our nominations kind of come from all different places. Sometimes they come from family members. Sometimes they come from the staff members. And really, it's recognizing what some of our staff to do to go above and beyond the norm. Some of our most important staff, if not our most important staff, are certified nursing assistants, because they're the ones that are providing the majority of hands-on care. And they're the ones that time and time again our family members come and say, the reason why I'm here and my mom's here is because of so-and-so on the unit, because of the kindness, because of the manner in which they perform the care. And, you know, that just reinforces everything that we do and gives us a deal of satisfaction in the work that we do. You know, I've been in this for 25 years now. You know, I started a little bit later into it than most people. But the thing that drew me to it was the ability to make a difference in people's lives. And sometimes that may just be walking up to somebody on a bad day and grabbing their hand or singing a song or whatever it takes, you know. And that's the important part about it, is that, you know, we're on a very, very unique and very personal level with our residents and families, and they feel comfortable enough to pop into my office and, you know, say, you know, so-and-so is doing a great job, you know? And not that everything's perfect, but it's how you deal with the imperfections of life and how you resolve problems with people is how you get where you need to go.
Chris, you've been listening to Ken Rusinowski, who is the executive director for the Life Care Center of the South Shore, and Ed Sparendar. See, I get his. I can't
just
get
just go by Pumpkin Man. Everyone will know who I am.
No. Sparandio. Ed Sparandio. Yep. And I'm hoping that we can have a regular dialogue, have you on, and kind of talk about what's going on.
Sure.
So folks know, so that they're reminded that there is a place for folks, whether it's long-term or short-term, that somebody cares.
Good.
And once again, the website is?
www.lcca.com/South Shore. Come right to my page.
I want to thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we're looking forward to doing that, the barbecue.
Yes.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time. And I'm sure Joyce is going to get a promo going on that. Right, Joyce?
That's
all.
If you're not there, we'll send you a little doggy bag.
I think I'll stop by.
All right.
I gotta check out this new head chef that you have.
Good.
There.
Good.
But gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. And we're gonna step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host Kevin Tachi on 95.9 WATD.